Of the East Coast Party Cast. I am the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, in the best shape of my life, and we are on our way to Planet of the Wrestling Gods. Where? I'm not telling you. When? Wouldn't you like to know? Who? Well, that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Welcome aboard. Now, nobody has come to the challenge, wants to accept me with my now 18-inch python. That's right. My arm measures 18 inches around, and my six-pack is nice. I've been in the sun. If I wasn't the owner of the United Wrestling Alliance, I'd be right there in the mix. But the fight, the championship, the title will be on the line at Planet of the Wrestling Gods. We have confirmed that. The location is booked and paid for. We will film it, we will release it, and we have both of the competitors here with us tonight. So first, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the champion of the ring. He won the Champion of the Ring tournament. He has a nice ring to it, and he is the true number one contender. We heard it last time on the Party Cast, ladies and gentlemen. May I introduce Diablo Toro.
That's right, Hollywood Dragon. I am Diablo Toro, the champion of the ring. It is I here, the true number one contender with you tonight.
And, nobody would step up to the challenge that we laid out. And after, of course, some rat ratted us out last time, that's why we're doing this closed location venue. And we, you know, Evanston, he is waiting on the line. I will get to him in 1 second. But he will be making the long trip driving through. And I've made sure to book him in the best hotels that money can buy. And last time, you know, I lost a lot of money, and I might lose a lot of money this time, but we will have a champion. And it took me a while to find somebody who was worthy. And then I have some friends in New York, because I was born in Brooklyn, New York. I have some friends there, and they led me to Bayonne. And I looked at a lot of footage and a lot of tape, and this guy, he's a former champion, and he's going to come out. And, you know, it's good to know people who know people, and hopefully we can coerce him to stay. But he is going to be also going for the United World Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, might I introduce, from Bayonne, New Jersey, Evan.
That's right, baby. That's right. You chose the best. You picked the best. You chose the best. You're going to get the best. All the way out from Jersey to fight for the championship, and you know you made the right choice.
I did. And Evanston, thank you for coming on this interview. It is the inaugural first champion. Yeah, you know, you look raring and ready to go. And on the line is, of course, your opponent. So let's get right started right now. So let's talk to Diablo Toro first. Mr. Toro, all right, what are you doing to prepare for this match, and why do you think you will be the first ever United World Champion?
Well, because it's a story that just, it's already written. You see, Hollywood, this story is already written, and I will go on this pipsqueak Evanston Hughes doesn't make a pimple on my ass and I'm going to go and I'm going to crush this pipsqueak, and I will go on to win the United World Championship. That's right.
And it's a nice championship, ladies and gentlemen. It is on my desk, shining for the world to see. It has a nice weight to it. We spared no expense. Solid gold trim and, of course, silver inlay. Evanston, same question for you. What have you been doing to prepare for, first, the long journey to Colorado from the East Coast and to take on the champion of the ring, Diablo Toro?
You know, Hollywood, Diablo says that the story's already been written. The story has not already been written, all right? There's no way that this story has already been written. You want to know why? Because nobody could see me coming. Nobody knew who Evanston Hughes was, all right? Nobody in Colorado knows who I am. Diablo Toro doesn't know who I am. You finally just figured out who I am. So there's no way no story's been written. I'm coming all the way out from Jersey to Colorado. I don't make trips like that for nothing. Mr. Diablo Toro sits there and says that he's going to win because this story's written. I don't think so. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm capable of. 15 years, Hollywood, 15 years in this business, okay? 15 long, hard-fought years. Hours in the gym, 7 hours, 7 days a week. Every single day, every single week, every single month has led up to this moment, and Diablo Toro has no idea who he is stepping in the ring with.
No
idea. The story has been written, Evanston Hughes. I say the story has been written because it's the same story every time. All it is fill in the blank. And you, my friend, are the next blank. Listen to me.
Diablo Toro. Your name's Diablo Toro. You're
the
devil bull. Devil bull. What kind
of
name is Diablo Toro? Devil bull. Bitch, I am the Jersey Devil. You're going face to face with the true Jersey Devil.
I am the champion of the ring. I am the champion of the ring. And I am the true number one contender, and I will go on to be the United World Champion, the first ever, the inaugural United World Champion.
You sure do have some fancy dreams there, boy.
All right, gentlemen. But before this gets much further, let's continue on with the interview. Now, it has to be a closed location because the last time at the last show, some little rat decided to call them out. I got the ticket, had to go to court, had to pay a fine for blocking road access. You saw it. You can go on the page and see it. We weren't ever to even have a match, and that's why Diablo Toro got to be the number one contender. And that is why this event is going to be closed, but broadcast. The fight will be broadcast a little later on, and then, of course, we have Thunder Brawl coming up next month. Okay, so let's talk to Diablo first here and ask him this question. Why do you think you deserve to be the inaugural United World Champion?
You put this organization on my back, Hollywood, and I will carry it. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a matter of deserving. It's a matter of doing it, taking. I wake up every day, and this is what I'm built for. This is what I'm set out to do. And I will be the inaugural, the first ever United World Champion. You can book that.
It's a crazy thing that's going on here because the wrestling scene in Colorado is insane. And you know what? Going to any of these other shows, bringing in this unique, this piece of what the United Wrestling Alliance will be and is and carrying it around, and I can't think of a better matchup. Now, Evanston, a long drive ahead of you. You know, we're going to stop you somewhere in the middle, some St. Louis, whatever. I forget where. And we're not going to let anybody know anyway. But you got a long drive ahead of you. You wouldn't be making this trip if you didn't think it was worth it. Why do you think that adding the United World Championship to your already impressive resume, you're a former Bayonne Wrestling Initiative, the BWI World Heavyweight Champion, and you held that for a while. Actually, that's pretty cool. So why do you think that you deserve to add the United World Championship to your repertoire?
because nobody can see me coming, Hollywood. Nobody knows what I'm capable of. They spit on me. They shit on me my whole life. All right? Nobody believed I could do it. I proved it when I won that championship and held it for as long as I did. Diablo says that he's been carrying the company around on his shoulders. Well, it's about damn time you let someone else do the hard work, Diablo, because you're not worth it anymore. You can't do it anymore, and it's time that you be dethroned.
No me digas más. Te digo, yo soy el Diablo Toro. And I will be the number one. This title needs prestige, and I am going to give it the prestige that it deserves. Because the title, I don't deserve the title. The title deserves me, Diablo Toro.
United World Championship around the waist of Diablo Dorito? That's not prestige. That's a joke. It belongs around these chiseled abs right here, the ones from Evanston Hughes, and I will prove it.
A lot of strong words, and we'll all be showing off our abs. I am, again, in the best shape of my life, and I know the both of you are. And for people out there who don't know, Diablo Toro, also a long ring veteran. He came out of retirement to win then become the champion of the ring. It's his second wind. And so these two are going to face off at the upcoming Planet of the Wrestling Gods. I think that, not much more is left to say. I think that the match will speak for itself. Nobody wants to take on the Hollywood Dragon in an arm wrestling competition. How could you beat this, man? I got women giving me their number at the pool, bro. I'm at the pool, I'm doing my work. I'm putting in the work. I'm getting the tan. I'm getting the sun. I'm working it. I'm spinning it. I am taking care of business, and nobody is balls enough. And they're like, well, why don't you make it better than an arm wrestling competition? I don't know, man. I mean, I had one match.
Well, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Hollywood Dragon. What you should be doing is polishing up that title and getting it ready for Diablo Toro. Because let me tell you, Hollywood, and let me tell you, Evanston Hughes, at Planet of the Wrestling Gods, I will take my position as the leader of this locker room and as the leader of the world, United World Championship. I will be the champion of the United World Wrestling.
I think it's time for you to go back into retirement, Diablo. There's no way. There's no way. You are not getting through the Evanston Hughes. Go back to retirement. Let me just say one thing really quick about Mr. Diablo Dorito here. All right. You can learn a lot about a man by looking in his eyes, right? I'm going to be standing face to face with Diablo Toro. He's going to be looking in my eyes, and he's going to start quaking with fear because he knows that he is overmatched. He knows he is overpowered. He has to wear a mask because he's too scared to look me dead in the eyes. That tells you everything you need to know about Mr. Diablo Dorito. I will walk in Planet of the Wrestling Gods, claim my championship. I will retire Diablo Toro. He will never be seen in the ring again, and I will reign supreme as United World Champion.
Yes. The United Wrestling Alliance presents Planet of the Wrestling Gods, the title match for the United World Championship between Champion of the Ring, Diablo Toro, and former World Heavyweight Champion, Evanston Hughes. This is going to be amazing. This is going to be spectacular. I want to give both of these combatants a chance to say one final thing before we get going, and then we'll close it out. So, Toro, why don't you start us off? Anything you got to say?
Evanston Hughes, it is going to be an honor to take you and crush you. It is going to be a pleasure taking you out and becoming the first ever champion representing the UWA. The United World Championship is coming home with Diablo Toro, a Planet of the Wrestling Gods. And you make book on that, Mr. Hughes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the champion of the ring, Diablo Toro. And And Evanston, you get last word.
You know, Hollywood, you're bringing me out from across the country, from Jersey to Colorado. You're doing so for a reason. You're doing so because you know that I am the only man in professional wrestling who can take down Diablo Toro. I'm joking calling him Diablo Dorito, but there's a reason behind that. You want to know what I do with Doritos? I crush them under my boot. Diablo's coming out of retirement for one more match to try to win the championship. Big mistake. Biggest mistake he's ever made in his career. And I will prove it at Planet of the Wrestling Gods. I will become United World Champion.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Evanston Hughes. And I am the Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the most hated man in Colorado wrestling. They got territory going, four corners. They're all together. They got people in the South where talking with them. Big things are going to happen, and we will have an open live event and a stadium show, right? I'm not saying that we got the money. I'm not saying that we got the cash. I'm just saying that the possibility for the biggest show, the biggest wrestling event that Colorado has ever seen will be hosted by the United Wrestling Alliance. That's right. The UWA will put out the money, put out the facility, find the stadium, and we're going to where any talent anywhere and pay them. Pay them better than anyone else will pay anybody. And if thinking that you're going to gouge me and charge me more than what you're charging other people, because we promoters talk. Don't you understand? We promoters talk to other promoters, even if we hate them. And we know how much you're charging them. We also know how much you're charging me. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all for me. That's all for us. We're going to be back with the Planet of the Wrestling Gods. Maybe somebody will step up to the plate and challenge the ripped Hollywood right here. Look at that, that arm. Like, it's insane. Sanity, man. I'm glowing like an Italian god, like chiseled out of marble. We're going to see whose physique is better, Evanston or mine. We'll do a comparison. We'll get the comparison to come out and see what happens. So thank you all for joining us, and we will see you next time. Thank you, Diablo. Thank you, Evanston. And I am the Hollywood Dragon. Why? Because I said so. See you next time. Planet of the Wrestling God! Come and get it, mofos!
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.